Good morning, blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love from Trina Kirkland, right here at Talk Up with Trina. And today is Thursday, March the 8th, and we have our devotional coming up, and today's devotional is called A Trophy Life. Reading from the book, The Secrets of the Vine, devotional and journal by Dr. Bruce Wilkinson. So please stay tuned. I hope you are enjoying the series of devotionals. I believe I have read this twice before, and this is my third time going through, but it is like brand new knowledge every time I read it. There's some things that I just need to keep at the forefront of my mind and not just read and let them pass by. So I hope you do the same thing, that you will take them in, internalize them, and move forth with power and showing glory, bringing God glory, and bearing much fruit. So today's devotional is A Trophy Life. Stay tuned. A Trophy Life. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. It was one for the National Record Book, a believe it or not whopper that had been told and retold for 1,000 years. Every Jewish child had grown up hearing the story of how Moses commissioned 12 of his champion warriors to scout the promised land, and how when they returned to camp, they brought back a most amazing trophy. One cluster of grapes so huge it took 2 men just to carry it. Think I'm exaggerating? The Bible says, they came to the valley of Eshcol, and there cut down a branch with one cluster of grapes. They carried it between 2 of them on a pole, Numbers 13:23. For Israel, that one enormous cluster stood as proof that God's best for his children would always be shockingly greater than anything they could imagine for themselves. God's work in our lives can produce a harvest like that too. Remarkable, unheard of, obviously supernatural in origin, memorable for generations. Now that you know what real fruit looks like, something you do that brings God glory, and that results matter, you're ready to discover, perhaps for the first time, your own level of fruitfulness. Yesterday, I asked you how much glory your branch is bringing God. Let me ask you now, if the vine dresser came by your branch today, collected all the clusters of grapes, and put them in his basket, how full would it be? Give the question some thought. Then check the statement that best shows what you think God would see as the current level of fruitfulness in your life. Level 1, would God see no fruit in my basket? Level 2, would God see some fruit in my basket? Level 3, would God see quite a bit of fruit in my basket? And level 4, would God see a lot of fruit in my basket? How do you feel about your answer? Encouraged, frustrated, embarrassed? Take the time you need today to write out your answers to some important questions. Why did you place yourself where you did? Describe the circumstances in your life that led you to believe you are bearing fruit or not. What are several ways you can see yourself bringing new fruit in the future? Based on your gifts and talents, what kind of good works or acts of ministry do you long for or sense that God might lead you to do? How motivated are you to move to the next level of fruitfulness? And what do you believe it will take to get there? Are you willing? I hope that this week's readings have stirred in you an interest, an increasing desire for extraordinary fruitfulness for God. In the weeks to come, we're going to explore together how God comes alongside of your life to help you take that next step toward greater productivity and fulfillment. Remember, what God has in mind for you is so far beyond what you are experiencing right now that you can't possibly imagine it. You, one magnificent branch in the Father's vineyard, were made for abundance. God desires it, and He is actively at work in your life right now to bring it about. Because what He sees when He sees you is a trophy life for Him. Thank you for joining me for today's devotional, A Trophy Life.